little Willie. Sent him to school and found him buried 10 foot deep in a snowdrift.
How did they get him out?
Brought the fire engine round, put the hose pipe in, pumped it backwards, and sucked him out.
Oh, yeah.
Gent here who wants a room and a fire.
What, a room?
I said a room.
We ain't got none ready, not at this time of year. We don't usually have folks stopping, except in the summer.
You can get one ready.
Sitting, he said. Minnie? Yes?
I want a private sitting room, too.
Sitting, he said. You can do so.
Winter we've had down here for years. They put all the sheep and the cows in for a fortnight now. Poor things. They can't get a blade of green grass. Maybe nearsighted, but it can't be deaf and dumb as well. Could I take a coat of hat, sir, and give them a nice dry in the kitchen?
No. I prefer to keep them on.
Very good, sir. The room will be warm soon.
I've got some luggage at the station. How can I have it sent?
I'll get it brought over tomorrow, sir. Are you going to stay a bit?
Yes. There's no way of getting it tonight?
Oh, not tonight, sir.
Very well. You'll bring me some food.
Right away, sir.
If you ask me, he's a criminal flying from justice.
Gone. He's snow blind, that's what he is. Has to wear goggles to save his eyes.
Anyway, you be careful and lock your money up.
A bottle of Bass, Herbert.
Here you are, dear.
Well, I hope he'll be a bit more communicative this time.
Is there a key to that door?
A key, sir? Oh, I haven't ever seen one. I don't think there was one when we came here.
I want to be left alone and undisturbed.
I'll see that no one disturbs you, sir.
Here's the mustard, ma'am.
You be the death of me with your slowness. Here you let me take the gentleman supper in and forget the mustard. And him wanting to be left alone. There she goes again.
I told you not to disturb me.
It's only the mustard, sir. I forgot it. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Have you been muttering on them slippery roads, sir?
You can take my overcoat and dry it.
Very good, sir.
Leave the hat.
Bandages right up to the top of his head, all round his ears.
Any blood?
No blood. Looks like some kind of horrible accident.
Bumped his head on the prison wall, getting over.
I wish you'd leave me alone, Flora, when I'm working.
I can't bear it. We've got to do something.
Do something? What about?
About Jack.
Oh, he'll come back. Don't you worry.
Oh, Father, please put that horrid thing down and listen. It's nearly a month now, without a word.
But the note he left was quite clear. He said we might not hear for a while. It's a good thing to go away when you're finishing a difficult experiment.
What kind of experiment is it, Father?
Oh, something of his own.
I had a terrible feeling last night. I felt he was in desperate trouble.
Hello, Kemp. Flora's worried about Griffin.
I don't wonder. I should have thought at least he could drop a line.
Well, it's a queer thing.
It certainly is, considering he was in your employ.
He had my permission to carry out his own experiments in his spare time.
And to clear off when he liked, for as long as he liked.
Oh, what does it matter if he's in trouble?
I've got the car outside. It'll give you a rest to come for a run.
You think there are any papers in his room to help us? Surely he must have arranged where he was going. There may be letters.
He left a heap of burnt papers in his fireplace, that's all.
He was so strange those last few days before he went. So excited and strung up. And yet he wouldn't say a word to explain. I've never seen him like it before. He was always so keen to tell me about his experiments.
He meddled in things men should leave alone.
What do you mean?
Your father's a scientist, Flora. He's discovered more about preserving food than any man living, and Jack and I were employed to help him. That's a plain, straightforward job. It's not romantic, but it saves hundreds of deaths and thousands of stomach aches.
What did you mean about things men should leave alone?
He worked in secret. He kept a lot of stuff locked in a big cupboard in his laboratory. He never opened that cupboard until he barred the door and drawn them blinds. Straightforward scientists have no need for barred doors and drawn blinds.
He cares nothing for you, Flora.
He'll never care about anything but test tubes and chemicals. How can he go away like this without a word?
Flora, dear, please, darling, let me tell you how I feel. I can't work or sleep until I know.
Oh, leave me alone! How can you?
There's a way back, you fool. There must be a way back. What is it?
Your lunch?
Oh, take it away.
You don't want it cold, do you? Do you suppose that I'm going to carry trays backwards and forwards all day? Lunch is at one, and it's 1-0.
Oh.
He's not going to stay under this roof. Not another hour. Crushed the tray out of my hand and swore at me. Turned my best sitting room into a chemist's shop. Spilled it on the carpets. And him a week behind with his money.
Go and tell him if he ain't packed up in gold in half an hour, we'll have the law in to turn him out.
And take him his bill. £3.10. And see you get it before you come out. Go on.
Let's leave him a bit, Jenny, till he cools off.
Go on, do it now. Him and his goggles in his chemist's shop. If you don't kick him out, I'm peering out myself, and that's the truth. And I mean it this time.
And a whole day's work ruined by a foolish, ignorant woman. There must be a way back. God knows there's a way back. If only they'd leave me alone.
Look here, mister. We can't have this no more. You've broken the wife's best china. You're a week behind with the rent. You've got to pack up and go.
I'm expecting some money, Mr. Hall. I'll pay you directly it comes.
You said that last week and it hasn't come yet.
I came here for quiet and secrecy. I'm carrying out a difficult experiment. I must be left alone. It's vital. It's life and death that I should be left alone. You don't understand.
I understand all right. You don't pay. And what's more, you're driving folks away from our house.
Mr. Hall, I've had a serious accident. It's disfigured me. Affected my eyes.
I don't mean that. I mean the way you carry on. Throwing things about on the carpets and swearing. It's no good, mister. You've got to go.
I implore you to let me stay. I beg of you.
The wife says if you don't go, she is. So it's got to be you. Come on, I'll help you to get this stuff packed up.
Leave that alone and get out of here!
Look here, is this my house or yours?
What are you doing? Help!
Go and get the police.
Please don't cry now. Oh, he's all right. Please don't.
Shut up.
Come on, Jeffers.
Yeah, what's all this?
It's the stranger with the goggles. He's gone mad. He's assaulted Mrs. Hall and nearly killed her husband.
Upstairs in the sitting room.
He's in there, in the sitting room. He's homicidal.
Oh. What's all this?
Keep back there.
Keep back, me? Do you know who you're talking to?
I give you a last chance to leave me alone.
Give me a last chance? You've committed assault, this what you've done, and you can come along to the station with me. Come along now, come quietly, unless you want me to put the handcuffs on.
Stop where you are. You don't know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing, all right. Come on.
Get hold of him.
Lock him up.
All right, you fools. You've brought it on yourselves. Everything would have come right if you'd only left me alone. You've driven me near madness with your peering through the keyholes and dipping through the curtains. And now you'll suffer for it. You're crazy to know who I am, aren't you? All right, I'll show you.
There's a souvenir for you. And one for you. I'll show you who I am and what I am.
Look, he's all eaten away.
Huh? How do you like that, eh?
It was horrible.
What's wrong?
Well, Jaffet, what do you think?
He's invisible. That's what's the matter with him. If he gets the rest of them clothes off, we'll never catch him in a thousand years. Come on.
They've asked for it, the country bumpkins. This will give them a bit of a shock. Something to write home about. Nice bedtime story for the kids, too, if they want it.
Put the handcuffs on.
How can I handcuff a blooming shirt?
Quick, get out of him!
It's easy, really, if you're clever. A few chemicals mixed together, that's all. And flesh and blood and bone just fade away. A little of this injected under the skin of the arm every day for a month. An invisible man can rule the world. Nobody will see him come, nobody will see him go. He can hear every secret. He can rob, rake, and kill.
Not if he can't get no further than this room, he won't. Here, shut the door. Now then, you better come along quietly. Look out, mind that window.
You think I'd escape like a common criminal? You need a lesson. I think I'll throttle you.
Oh, go on, Al. Go on. Go on.
You must be made to understand what I can do.
Hey, look out!
I need this bicycle.
He stole me bike! Come in, come in!
Here's your blooming bicycle. You can do what you like with it. How's that for a hairbrush, George Henry?
Good morning, Grandfather. How do you do?
We do our part.
Mama! Never mind the plated goods. Give me the diamonds.
On the gospel, it's the truth. He tried to strangle me, sir.
Where are you speaking from, Jaffers? Lion's Head Inn, eh? Did you say an invisible man? Well, look here. You put more water in it next time.
He won't believe me. You tell him.
Mr. Hall speaking. The constable is telling the truth, all right.
Horrible murder in our invisible.
The slightest clue. I didn't expect there would be. That's where the clues are. He wasn't leaving anything to chance.
Griffin was never the man for secrets. He came to me with everything.
He kept a lot of stuff locked in here. I came in one evening when he wasn't expecting me. He was standing here by this cupboard. It was full of instruments. When he saw me, he slammed the door and turned the key.
You say he brought a packing case up here?
The night before he disappeared. I heard him hammering, packing everything up.
Here's something, Kemp.
What is it? Bad news? It's only a rough note. A list of chemicals. And the last on the list is monocaine.
Monocaine?
What is monocaine? Monocaine's a terrible drug. I never heard of it.
You wouldn't, Kemp.
It's never used now. I didn't know it was even made. It's a drug that's made from a flower that's grown in India. It draws color from everything it touches. Years ago, they tried it for bleaching cloth. They gave it up because it destroyed the material.
That doesn't sound very terrible.
Yes, I know, but it does something else, Kemp. It was tried out on some poor animal, a dog, I believe. It was injected under the skin, and it turned the dog dead white, like a marble statue.
Isn't that so?
Yes, and it also sent it raving mad.
You surely don't think...
I only pray to God that Griffin hasn't been meddling with this ghastly stuff.
He'd never touch a thing with madness in it.
He might not know. I found that experiment in an old German book just by chance. The English books only described the bleaching power. They were printed before the German experiment.
What are we going to do, Doctor?
I think we must tell the police that Griffin's disappeared. But only that he's disappeared. I put you on your honor, Kemp, not to breathe a word of this to anyone.
Shall I go down to police station with you?
It's all right, Kemp. I'll go tonight when Inspector Lane's on duty.
I'll run along back home then. Good night.
Good night, Kemp.
This is the national station broadcasting this evening's news. Remarkable story from country village. The police and doctors are investigating an astonishing story told this afternoon by the people of the village of Iping. It appears that a mysterious disease has broken out, infecting a large number of the inhabitants. It takes the form of a delusion that an invisible man is living among them. Several people have been seriously injured, probably through fighting among themselves and their belief that their opponent is an invisible man. The whole village is in a state of panic. And everyone
deserves the fate that's coming to them. Panic, death, things worse than death. Don't be afraid, Kemp. It's me, Griffin. Jack Griffin. How are you, my friend? I'm frozen with cold. Dead tired. Thank God for a fire. Sit down, you fool, and let's have a decent fire. Do you hear me? Sit down. Unless you want me to knock your brains out. Sit down! I want you to listen carefully, Kemp. I've been through hell today. I want food and sleep. But before we sleep, there's work to do. May I have a cigarette? You always were a dirty little coward, Kemp. You're frightened out of your wits, aren't you? Oh, it's no good talking like this. Have you got a good long surgical bandage? Good. And a pair of dark glasses? Right. Go and get them. At once. Let me have a dressing gown and pajamas and a pair of gloves. You'll feel better if you can see me, won't you? Come on. We've no time to waste.
Find some pajamas in that room. Here are the gloves and bandages. I'll bring you the glasses.
Thank you. Don't be long. Put them on the table.
Now go down and draw the blinds in your sitting room. Are we alone in the house?
Yes.
Good. All right, go now. If you raise a finger against me, you're a dead man. I'm strong, and I'll strangle you. Understand? Wait for me downstairs. The sitting room, I said, Kemp. And if you try and escape by the window, I shall follow you. And no one in the world can save you.
Reports for 10 miles around. Not a sign of anything.
I'll tell you what I think of your invisible man. It's a hoax.
Good business for the saloon bar, eh, Mr. Hall?
Suppose I'd break my neck to sell a gallon of beer?
I'll have an inquiry right now. Bring in everybody who thinks they saw or heard anything. I'll get at the bottom of this before the night's out.
There, get those tables together.
Now, Kim. Now then, we can talk as man to man. Sit down. One day I'll tell you everything. There's no time now. I began 5 years ago, in secret, working all night, every night, right into the dawn. 1,000 experiments, 1,000 failures. And then, at last, the great, wonderful day.
But, Griffin, it's ghastly.
The great, wonderful day. The last little mixture of drugs. I couldn't stay here any longer, Kemp. I couldn't let you see me slowly fading away. So I packed up and went to a little village for secrecy and quiet to finish the experiment and complete the antidote, the way back to visible man again. I meant to come back just as I was when you saw me last. But the fools wouldn't let me work in peace. I had to teach them a lesson.
But why? Why do it, Griffin?
Just a scientific experiment at first. That's all. To do something no other man in the world had done. But there's more to it than that, Kemp. I know now. It came to me suddenly. The drugs I took seemed to light up my brain. Suddenly I realized the power I held. The power to rule. To make the world grovel at my feet. We'll soon put the world right now, Kemp. You and I.
I? You mean...
I must have a partner, Kemp. A visible partner to help me in the little things. You're my partner, Kemp. We'll begin with a reign of terror. A few murders here and there. Murders of great men, murders of little men. Just to show we make no distinction. We might even wreck a train or two. Just these fingers around a signalman's throat. That's all.
Griffin, for heaven's sake!
Do you want me to take these off?
No, no.
Very well, then. We'll make our plans tomorrow. Tonight we have a small job to do. Go and get your card out, Kemp.
Why? Where are we going?
Back to the village I left this morning. I came away without my notebooks. They contain all the results of my experiments. I must have them here.
It's past 8 o'clock.
Only 15 miles. Go now. Quickly. And take a bag with you for the books. Put a warm rug in the car. It's cold outside when you have to go about naked.
Goes off an Eskimo.
We'll stop in a lane 100 yards from the inn. I'll go in and give you the books through the window.
They'll have a guard.
A guard? What can a guard do, you fool? I must have those books kept. I'll work in your laboratory till I find the antidote. And sometimes I'll make you invisible. Give me a rest.
I was walking on to me lunch there, when all of a sudden, something takes hold of me hat and throws it in a pond.
How many drinks did you have on your way home?
Only a couple, sir. That's all.
A couple of drinks and a gusto in. So much for you. Now then, about the bicycle. Where's the owner of the bicycle?
Here, sir. It was pulled clean out of me hands, sir. Then it went peddling off down the street, all by itself.
Stop here. Come on, get out. Take your bag and walk straight down the street. I'll guide you. Wait outside the pub window till the books come out. Put them in your bag and come back to the car. Then wait for me. Don't stare at me, you fool. Look in front of you. Come on, get a move on.
Here we are, Kemp. In here. Here. Stroll up and down as though you were waiting for someone. Watch for that window to open.
Griffin! Griffin! Are you there?
Who's that? Open the door.
No, it's them boys again, sir. You leave this door alone.
It's private, see?
Oh, we never touched it.
Yes, you did. Go on, up it.
Ginny!
Go on.
Ginny,
go
in.
Here you are, Kemp. Lies from beginning to end. I have a good mind to prosecute the whole lot of you for conspiracy. I shall announce this evening that the whole thing's a hoax, and you'll be the laughing stock of the entire country.
Shouting and screaming.
What was that screaming?
Had to take some exercise to keep warm.
and killed a stupid little policeman. Smashed his head in. We start in earnest tomorrow morning, Kemp.
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening. Is Inspector Lane at the station? I want a word with him.
Yes, sir.
Nasty business, this.
It's a conjuring trick, that's what it is. I saw a fella make a peanut disappear once.
There are one or two things you must understand, Kemp. I must always remain in hiding for an hour after meals. The food is visible inside me until it is digested. I can only work on fine, clear days. If I work in the rain, the water can be seen on my head and shoulders. In a fog, you can see me, like a bubble. In smoky cities, the soot settles on me until you can see a dark outline. You must always be near at hand to wipe off my feet. Even dirt between my fingernails would give me away. It is difficult at first to walk downstairs. We are so accustomed to watching our feet. But these are trivial difficulties. We shall find ways of defeating everything. You will sleep in the room opposite. And bring me some more food at 8 o'clock. Good night.
Understand my plans. You're in charge of all country east of here, Thompson, for 20 miles to the north of the main road.
Very good, sir.
Neville, you take the opposite section to the south. Stoddard, you take charge of the search in the hills. And Hogan, you take all the villages out to the river.
Right, sir.
Now we shall comb the country for 20 miles round. We've got a terrible responsibility. He's mad and he's invisible. He may be standing beside us now. But he's human, and we shall get him. We shall have 1,000 men out tonight. Tomorrow we shall have 10,000 volunteers to help them. There's a broadcast warning going out at 10:30. At all costs, we must avoid a panic spreading. Now get away to your districts at once and send me a note of your headquarters. And remember, he'll leave tracks, even if he himself is invisible.
I must interrupt the dance music for a moment. I have an urgent message from police headquarters. Early this evening, we broadcast a report of an invisible man. The report has now been confirmed. It appears that an unknown man, by scientific means, has made himself invisible. He has attacked and killed a police inspector and is now at large. The chief of police appeals to the public for help and assistance. Those willing to cooperate in the search are requested to report tomorrow morning to their local station. The invisible man works without clothing. He will have to seek shelter. You're requested to lock every door and window and every outbuilding he may use to hide in. The police will be glad to receive any suggestions that will help in capturing the fugitive. Remember, he's solid but cannot be seen. A reward of £1,000 will be given to any person whose information leads to his capture. The police appeal to the public to keep calm and to admit uniformed search parties to all property.
Take no chances.
We'll be right back.
Got the door's padlocked.
I'll keep him out.
Isha, 1021.
Hello?
Doctor, listen. It's something ghastly. It's Griffin. He's come back. He's the invisible man. He's asleep in my room. He's mad. A raving lunatic. He's killed a man tonight.
Listen to me, Kemp. No one but you and I know that it's Griffin. I shall come in the morning.
You must come now. I can't bear it.
If I come now, he'll be suspicious and escape. You must keep him calm and quiet for tonight. I trust you, Kemp.
Who was that, Father?
It was Kemp.
It was about Jack. I knew it. What is it? Well, tell me.
Oh, leave me alone, Flora, please.
I'm not afraid. Tell me.
Jack Griffin's come back. He's at Dr. Kemp's house now. Jack Griffin's the invisible man.
Say, is that the police? Was that £1,000 reward all right? Well, listen, I've got a way to catch him. The paper says he threw ink at the man he killed. Well, you get your own back and scratch ink about with a hose pipe to hit him. The ink will stick on him, see? Then you can shoot him.
Is that the police? I want to tell you how to catch the invisible man. The paper says it's going to be frosty in a day or two. Well, you watch out when it's frosty, then you can see his breath.
Police, quickly. This is the police. This is Dr. Kemp. The invisible man is in my house, asleep upstairs. Come at once. Hurry.
But listen, Doctor, I've only got 5 men here. I want Andrew to surround the house. Yes, all right, I'll send them up as soon as possible.
You must leave it to me and Kemp. We shall work day and night to undo this terrible experiment.
You must let me go to him.
Only when he's well again.
No, now. I can do far more with Jack than you are, Dr. Kemp.
But Flora, he's not normal. His mind's unhinged. At present, he's mad.
I can persuade him to help you. You're powerless unless he does. Get your coat, Father. I'll be ready in 5 minutes.
But it's past midnight. Wait till the morning.
Oh, it's life or death, Father. You know that. I'll go alone, then.
Flora.
Who's that? Who's that?
Unlock the door, Kemp. Let me in.
What are you doing here, Kemp?
I couldn't sleep. I had to get up and come down.
Why did you lock the door?
I was afraid. Wouldn't you be afraid if I were invisible like you?
There's no need to be afraid, Kemp. We're partners. Bosom friends. We've a busy day ahead. You must sleep. I see. You told the police. That was why you went downstairs.
No, I didn't. I swear I didn't. Look, it's not the police. It's Dr. Cranley and Flora.
Flora. Why, yes, of course.
I had to tell them you were back, Griffin. Flora was nearly mad with anxiety.
How could I forget?
Shall I let them in?
Yes, of course you must let them in. I shall go and prepare myself in my room. I shall see Flora. Alone.
Flora!
He knows you're here.
You said he was asleep.
He saw you from the window. He wants to see Flora alone. No, Flora, don't. He's calm now. Quiet.
Jack won't do me any harm.
I tell you, he's insane. It's for us to cure him, Kemp and I. Keep away, Flora.
I must go to him.
Listen, Doctor. He was a different man when he saw Flora leave the car. He won't hurt her. We must play for time.
Why for time?
We must prepare things. If we try and bind him now, he'll throw us off and escape. We must take him when he's asleep and chloroform him. Wait here.
Flora, my darling.
Thank God you're home, Jack.
I would have come to you at once, Flora, but for this. How wonderful it is to see you. How beautiful you look. That funny little hat I always liked. You've been crying.
I want to help you. Why did you do this?
For you, Flora.
For me?
Yes, for you, my darling. I wanted to do something tremendous. To achieve what men of science have dreamt of since the world began. To gain wealth and fame and honor. To write my name above the greatest scientists of all time. I was so pitifully poor. I had nothing to offer you, Flora. I was just a poor, struggling chemist. I shall come back to you, Flora. Very soon now. The secret of invisibility lies there in my books. I shall work in Kent's laboratory till I find the way back. There is a way back, Flora. And then I shall come to you. I shall offer my secret to the world with all its terrible power. The nations of the world will bid for it, thousands, millions. The nation that wins my secret can sweep the world with invisible armies.
Jack, I want you to let my father help you. You know how clever he is. He'll work with you day and night until you find that second secret, the one that'll bring you back to us. Then we'll have those lovely, peaceful days again, out under the trees, after your work in the evening.
Your father? Clever? You think he can help me? He's got the brain of a tapeworm, a maggot, beside mine. Don't you see what it means? Power. Power to rule, to make the world grovel at my feet.
Jack, listen to me. Listen. My father found a note in your room. He knows something about Mauna Kea even you don't know. It alters you, changes you, makes you feel differently. Father believes the power of it will go if you know what you're fighting. Oh, come and stay with us. Let's fight this thing out together.
Power, I said. Power to walk into the gold vaults of the nations, into the secrets of kings, into the holy of holies. Power to make multitudes run squealing in terror at the touch of my little invisible finger. Even the moon's frightened of me, frightened to death. The whole world's frightened to death. So, I see. Kemp couldn't sleep. He had to go downstairs. He was frightened. I put my trust in Kemp. I told him my secret, and he gave me his word of honor. You must go now, Flora.
I want to help you.
There is nothing for you to do, my dear, except to go. I shall come back. I swear I shall come back, because I shall defeat them. Go now, my dear.
No, I want to stay. You must hide.
Oh, don't worry. The whole world's my hiding place. I can stand out there amongst them in the day or night and laugh at them. Come along, my darling.
Together or you'll slip under your arm. Now, boys, forward.
Thank you, Kemp, for opening the window. You're a true friend, Kemp. A man to trust.
I've no time now, but believe me, as surely as the moon will set and the sun will rise, I shall kill you tomorrow night. I shall kill you even if you hide in the deepest cave of the earth. At 10 o'clock tomorrow night, I shall kill you.
Help! Help! He's here! He's here!
Here he comes.
Steady!
Stand where you are. Keep your arms down.
What is it?
Something smacked my face.
Naughty boy.
Help! Let go! Help!
What's the matter with you?
He twisted my nose.
Now, steady, boys. We've got him all right this time.
Good shot. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Get that ant. Now then, boys, advance slowly. It's all right, he's unarmed. We've got him easy.
Help! Help! He's got me by the feet! Here he is! Help! Help!
Help! Help! Help! It's the invisible man! Got him by the feet! Help him, boy! Quick!
Here we go gathering nuts in May, nuts in May, nuts in May. Here we go gathering nuts in May on a cold and frosty morning. Whoops!
He threatened to kill me at 10 o'clock tonight. You must lock me up, put me in prison.
You're not the only one in danger, Dr. Kemp. I'll see that you have protection. Now, Dr. Cranley, you're concealing something from me. Well, One moment. I want you to explain why you and your daughter were in this house at 2 o'clock this morning.
Dr. Kemp called me up. He told me the man was here. He wanted my help.
Why did he ring you before the police? Why did your daughter come too?
She came to drive the car.
You know who the invisible man is, Doctor. I understand you have another assistant besides Dr. Kemp. A Dr. Griffin. Where is Dr. Griffin?
He's gone away.
It is Griffin. What's the good of concealing it? It's Griffin! And he's threatened to murder me. He may be here now, beside us, in the garden, looking through the window, or in the corner of my bedroom, waiting for me, waiting to kill me. And you all sit there doing nothing. Nothing!
We've doubled the search party 10 miles around Kemp's house. There's nothing to report, sir. The policeman's trousers were found in a ditch a mile away. That's all.
Well, it's beaten me. I'll give £1,000 for a practical idea. He's roaming the country at will. A madman.
Here I am. Won't you please to follow me? Would you like to keep him company?
Run away! Keep back!
£5 worth of silver, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good day. Good
morning,
Mr. Morning. Morning, sir. Pleasant day, sir.
Rather nice. Five.
There you are. A present from the invisible man. Money, 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 money. Up and down the city road, in and out the eagle. That's the way the money goes. Up goes the weasel. Money, 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 money.
The 20 men of the search parties have been killed, and 100 in the train disaster. The invisible man has been reported in 100 different places. Now I appeal to you to help us keep the public calm.
Can you tell us what plans you've got for capturing him?
100,000 men are searching and watching.
Yes, I know, but have you any special secret means of getting him?
The police have offered £2,000.
for the first effective means.
Why not bloodhounds?
The bloodhounds have lost the scent.
Why not put wet tar on all the roads, then chase the black soles of his feet?
Because he's not a fool. Now, we've got one hope, gentlemen. But I daren't say a word of it here. He may be standing there beside you, listening.
Try and sleep now, my dear. There's nothing you can do. We must just pray that the police can take him without harming him.
Stand back, close against the wall. Now then. Drag that net clear across the room. Now, everything depends on the way we carry out my plan. I'll tell you directly. We made certain he's not in this room. Good. Now, we're safe here at last. Constable, keep an eye on that window. Now, come here. All of you, sit down. Now, listen carefully. We've got a chance tonight that will never come again. He's threatened to murder Dr. Kemp at 10 o'clock. And from what we know of him, he'll do his utmost to carry that out. He's certain to be near this house, watching for some time beforehand. Now, at 9:30, Dr. Kemp, with a bodyguard of police, will leave this house and walk down to the police station. It's a natural thing for Dr. Kemp to seek protection. Now, the invisible man is certain to be near. He's certain to see what's happening.
You mean you're going to use me as a bait?
Yes.
I can't.
You must. You'll be perfectly safe.
Safe? I tell you, he's not human. He can go through anything. Prison walls, everything.
Don't be a fool.
I tell you, I can't sit in that station waiting. He'd kill you all, then take the keys and come to me.
Very well. If you're afraid of waiting in the police station, you can leave it directly you're inside. There's a secret way out through the inspector's private house. We'll disguise you as a policeman, and you can walk out with other uniformed men and drive away. Even if he sees you, he won't recognize you. He'll most probably be waiting in front to break in at 10 o'clock.
What happens to me then?
I'll have you driven back quietly to this house by the back lanes. Then get into your car and drive away into the country, miles away. And stay there until you've heard we've got him. But now, you needn't be afraid. We'll get him all right this time. I'll lay traps that even an invisible man can't pass. You see, it covers a fairly wide range. Now, I've got 20 of these guns and a good man to each. One splash of this on his skin and we've got something to follow at last.
Why not paint the top of the wall?
Because he'd smell it. I've got a better plan. I'm going to put a thin layer of loose earth along the top of the wall. The slightest touch will disturb it. And we've got him trapped.
Oh, I see. Pretty good.
By the left, quick, mark!
They think they're very clever.
All right, take him straight inside. Your eyes open now, boys.
Here, quick, sir. I heard footsteps outside. Soft footsteps, like naked feet. Listen.
All ready. Come on. Going to?
In the mountains, 100 miles away. Drive away quickly.
It's 10 minutes to then. It's bound to do something in a minute.
You suppose you'll try getting in through the station?
Every door and window is barred, with a double guard on each. No, he'll try the wall right enough.
He's over the wall. I felt breathing down my neck. He's in here.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, he wanted to murder me.
I think this will do nicely, Kip. We'll stop here.
It's 10 o'clock. I came with you to keep my promise.
No, it's all a mistake, Griffin. I swear I never told the police. I want to help you. Let me be your partner.
I've had a cold and uncomfortable journey just to keep my promise at 10 o'clock. I went into the police station with you, Kemp. I stood by while you changed into that coat. I rode on the running board of the car that took you home again. Your car's insured, Kemp. I'm afraid there's going to be a nasty accident in a minute. A very nasty accident.
Griffin, I'll do anything. Everything you ask me.
You will? That's fine. Just sit where you are. I'll get out and take the handbrake off and give you a little shove to help you on. You'll run gently down and through the railings. Then you'll have a big thrill for 100 yards or so till you hit a boulder. Then you'll do a somersault and probably break your arms. Then a grand finish up with a broken neck. Well, goodbye, Kemp. I always said you were a dirty little coward. You're a dirty, sneaking little rat as well. Goodbye.
A 1,000 replies have come to my appeal for suggesting ways of catching the invisible man. Some are clever, some stupid, but all impossible.
He's got to sleep. They might catch him asleep.
He's got to eat and drink.
Kathy was robbed last night in Manton.
There's no proof he did it. There are robberies every night by ordinary burglars.
The invisible man, sir. Sure as I stand here.
The farmer may have imagined it, but we can't leave anything to chance. Surround the barn. No use trying to take him on the inside. Force him out into the snow. Take a pile of wood and some gasoline and set fire to it.
It, sir. He's in there under a pile of straw, sir.
Are there any windows he can watch from?
No, sir, only the door, sir.
There's a reward of £1,000 waiting for you if we're successful. That's the place, and we're lucky to have the open country. Take your men over to the line of trees and cover the country from the road to the top of the hill.
Line the ridge through those trees. Double.
Now, Chief, there's no time to lose. We can't wait till he comes out to search for food. We must fire the barn at once and drive him out into the snow. You men keep in single file. We don't want a lot of your footprints around the barn. We want to keep the snow for his feet alone. Get out! Look! Shall I give the signal to advance?
Very near the end.
Are you Dr. Cranley?
Yes, I had a message to come immediately.
Towards dawn this morning, he grew quiet. He called the name of a girl. I understand your daughter, Dr. Cranley.
She's waiting below. Is there any chance?
A bullet passed through both lungs. It's impossible to treat the wound. Do you think your daughter could bear to go to him? I'm afraid the end may be rather terrible. The effect of the drugs will die with him. His body will become visible as life goes.
I'll bring her now.
Is Flora there?
She's coming now.
I knew you would come to me, Flora. I wanted to come back to you. My darling, I failed. I meddled in things. Then man must leave alone.
Father, come quickly.